Hello and welcome to a second in our series on learning to discern. In 2 Timothy 2:7, the Bible says, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good." 1 Corinthians 2:15 says, "He that is spiritual judges all things." In our broadcast, we're talking about learning, which is the accumulation of information, but we need more than to learn. We need to discern, is this information we're getting right or is it wrong? Stay tuned for our broadcast as we discuss the subject of learning to discern. Well, we're talking about the subject of spiritual discernment, and we need to understand that spiritual discernment is not mental discernment. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the foolish man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." That is, the things of God are discerned in our spirit, not in our mind, but in our spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, speaks to our spirit. He doesn't speak to our mind. There's not enough there to deal with. He speaks with our spirit, and if we're going to let the Holy Spirit speak with our spirit, then we will begin to understand the subject of spiritual discernment. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, "Brethren, I came not with excellency of speech or wisdom." He said in verse 4, "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom." He said in verse 5, "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Discernment. Spiritual discernment is understanding and getting direction from God as to what we should do in this age of apostasy, and it is critical that we understand these things. Again, we said last week that the Bible says to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. To prove all things, or to discern all things. Now, it is not possible to hold fast to that which is good, or to figure out what is good and what is bad, unless we are able to discern what is good and what is bad. And as we have said, the Holy Spirit, we have the promise that He will guide us into all truth. So we're going to have discernment, or we're going to have confusion. We're going to have compromise. We're going to have discouragement if we do not understand how to discern the things of the Word of God. Jesus said, you need to understand. 12 times he said that. Paul said, "I would not have you ignorant." He said that 8 times. The Bible talks about the last days, and it says this know concerning what's going on in the last days. That word know, the Greek word, has been translated understand 8 times. So we need to understand one thing, why many leaders do not understand. Why is it that there's so many men going in so many different directions? The Bible says He will guide us into all truth. There's only one truth. Well, I think one of the reasons is self-reliance. We just got to figure it out on our own. Well, that's not too smart. Another reason is we rely on the mighty men in our movement. Now, to my shame, in the early days of my Christian life, I did that for many years. I just looked in the commentaries. Now, commentaries can be good, but you're better to compare Scripture with Scripture than to compare Scripture with commentaries. And about 10 years ago, I decided to put my commentaries in a box. I got a Bible with no footnotes, and I said, I'm going to compare Scripture with Scripture. And at that time, the Word of God began to come alive to me. But for many years, I looked and said, well, if C.I. Schofield said it, it must be true. Or worse, nonsense, if Jack Heil said it, it must be true. Just trusting in the mighty men. I was guilty of that for years. Finally put away all the commentaries and took the Bible and began to look to see what does the Scripture say. And when you compare Scripture with Scripture, the Bible promises us that we would understand all things. Proverbs 8:25 says, they that seek the Lord understand all things. Now, did God lie there? Or did he say, if you seek the Lord, you can understand all things? But discernment is also very conditional. The Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit. That's what it says in Romans 8 and verse number 16. Discernment is much more than a skill. It is direction from God. It is God making known what is acceptable unto the Lord, Ephesians 5 and 10. It is having the God-given ability to evaluate all things as God evaluates them. Now, a Christian without spiritual discernment will compromise because he cannot discern the difference between the holy and the profane. And the Bible says that it is important that those who are leaders cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. We cannot do that without spiritual discernment. However, discernment is conditional. It says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Discernment is to be able to prove or discern what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now we look at these verses in Romans 12 and 1 and 2, and we're usually talking about how somebody dresses, present your body a living sacrifice, and that's important. However, you can't do anything without your body. You can't read the Bible without your body. You can't preach without your body. You can't do anything without your body. Wherever you go, you better take your body with you. It's just that simple. So he says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. It has much more to do with how we dress it. It's what we do with it every day. Now, discernment, as we said, is to be able to prove or discern what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Luke 12 and 56, Jesus rebuked those who could discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it, he said, that you do not discern this time? He continued, yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? We need to understand that discernment is available for every believer. However, it is a choice. The Bible says, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5 and 14. Christians can have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. However, there is another choice. 2 Peter 2:14 says that we can have our heart exercised with covetous practices. The Greek word that has been translated covetous practices is spelled P-L-E-O-N-E-X-I-A, and it means to desire to have more. To desire to have more. It is very possible, and it is very much a temptation for a pastor to sacrifice the truth of the Word of God because he desires to have more people sitting in the church listening to him. We cannot overemphasize the fact that the things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. Every Christian has an old nature, and we will either be controlled by the Holy Spirit or by our own spirit that is involved with our old nature. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man, that's his old nature, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know, translated understand 8 times, neither can he understand them, because the things of God are spiritually discerned. The sincere Christian will want to know, how can I learn spiritual discernment? And for an answer to that, we will turn to Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Turn there with me, if you would. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. We read, my son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Again, in verse 9 it says, then shalt thou understand. Now notice it says in verse 1, if thou wilt receive my words, if you will hide my commandments, if you will incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, that's prayer, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasure, then shalt thou understand, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. You see, God doesn't offer some kind of cheap discipleship program here. Discernment is conditional. Discernment is not available for lazy Christians. You want to spend 40 minutes reading somebody's commentary on some subject, or maybe spending 40 hours studying the scriptures to see if these things be so, there's a big difference there. If you're going to spend a few minutes studying somebody's commentary, you may or may not get the truth. But you will get the truth from the Word of God. So we have all these issues today. We have the issue of CCM music. You're going to read somebody's article and that's it? Or are you going to study the Bible on the subject of music? There's a subject that will take you at least 200 or 300 hours to study out from the Word of God if you want to do it correctly. Well, I don't have time for that. I think I'll just check in and see what Paul Chappell says. Or I think I'll just check in and see what David Cloud says. No, what you need to do is have a look at that. Sure, these are men of God who are doing a work of God. But if you want discernment only comes from God. Did you hear me? Discernment is a gift. We'll show you this in a future broadcast. Discernment is a gift from God. You're not going to get 1 ounce of discernment from this broadcast that you're listening to right now. I can offer you some information, but how do you know if my information's correct or not? The only way that you can know and get discernment is to get into the Word of God, do what it says in Proverbs chapter 2. God said you need to receive my words, his words, that's the Bible, you know, hide my commandments with thee, incline thine ear unto wisdom, apply thine heart to understanding, cry after knowledge, lift up your voice for understanding, seek her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasure. You know what that is? That is a whole lot more than listening to a broadcast like this one. It's a whole lot more than studying somebody's commentary for 40 seconds to see what he had to say. It is taking time in the Word of God, letting the Holy Spirit deal with our spirit. Lord, will you please guide me into all truth as I search out this subject about CCM music or about repentance or about any other of the issues that we're facing today. You only get discernment from the Word of God. You will not get discernment from this broadcast. You will not get discernment from the pastor's message. Only discernment you'll get from that is whatever scriptures he happens to quote during the thing. If you're open heart and you present yourself to God so that you can understand. It is a process of getting along with God. Well, I don't have time to do that. You got time to watch a hockey game. You got time to watch all kinds of nonsense on television. How in the world are you going to be able to ever stand before God Almighty and say, I didn't have time to study the scriptures, or you spend an hour after hour watching television? The thing is, we need to get to the Word of God, receive His Word, hide His commandment, incline our ear, apply our heart, cry after knowledge, lift up your voice, seek for her as silver, seek for her as hid treasure, then thou shalt understand. Do you want discernment? It's available for every Christian, but not for the lazy Christian. So get your heart right with God, find some time every day, get into the Word of God, and learn to discern.